Last week, there was a first meeting of something called Podcast Iowa. The event, created by Stephen Meter from New Hampshire, was an effort to bring together active podcasters from across Iowa and other Midwestern states, and for those people interested in podcasting. It was all meant to share best practices, equipment, ideas, and have some fun. I was able to sit down with several of those in attendance, and over the next week or so, we'll drop some of those interviews here into the Business News Hour. And now we're just seconds away from a brief conversation with Peter Stockdale of the Audible Farm Podcast. What is it that he does? And why? That's coming up. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Tarot International. Being able to communicate effectively is just one of the many programs taught by Tarot. Learn how to actively listen, stand, gesture, and how to avoid and when speaking. Achieve lead and outclass with Tarot. Learn more at TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits, AUREON.com, Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids, realestateconcepts.net.
One of the things that we took part in earlier this month was something called Podcast Iowa, and we're going to be talking with Stephen a little bit later on. He's the creator of Podcast Iowa, but there's a number of podcasters here in Windsor Heights, Iowa, as a matter of fact, at the Sherwood Forest Events Center that come from all over Iowa and several other states, and one of those folks is Peter Stockdale, and Peter has a podcast called Audible Farm Podcast. We'll have links, of course, up on the radio blog for this, but let's find out what the hell is he's doing. Well, hey, Peter, welcome, man.
Hey, how's it going? It's good to be here.
Good to have you here.
Absolutely.
So, first of all, where are you based?
I've done a lot of them mobily, so yeah. I'm not always in the same location. I've got like a mini studio set up in the Humboldt area, which is north of Fort
Dodge.
You're
kidding me.
Yeah.
That's so part of my old stomping grounds.
Yeah. No kidding. That's awesome.
Stockdale Photography, any?
Not related, but.
But you know of them.
Yeah, exactly. Business in Humboldt for a long time. So.
This is one of those things where, you know, it's a small world.
Yeah, it is.
All right, totally. So you're based out of Humboldt, Iowa.
Yeah.
But you go other places to do this.
Yeah.
And what do you do? What are you podcasting about?
Well, originally I had joined a band, and the bands we'd go play shows and stuff like that, and I figured there had to be a better way to, you know, chronologically order all the things that we had done other than just writing it all down on a sheet of paper. So I was like, well, my drummer in my band, his name's Clint Blumker, he had audio recorded dozens upon dozens upon dozens of shows over the last 10 years that he had played in. So I thought, like, why don't we just add video to this? So I started video recording, and he would do audio recordings, and I'd smash them together and put videos on YouTube for bands that we had seen or, like, we'd play shows with, and we just wanted to help everybody get a little bit more exposure.
A little bit of marketing, you know?
Help everyone get their name out there and get a name out there for a business of some sort. I don't know. It's just a hobby right now, but then I was like, you know, why don't I talk to these people face-to-face and see what I've got going on, you know?
Yeah, so learn the history of the band.
Exactly. Find out who started with what and who influenced them, because more often than not, it's a local person that seems to influence a lot of these people. You know, I saw somebody playing on MTV back in the day or whatever. I went to this concert, and I thought, this is cool. And it wasn't until I went to a local bar and saw this other guy doing something that was almost the exact same thing. And I thought, heck, maybe I could do this, you know? So that's kind of what fueled the whole thing. And like I said, I've traveled around quite a bit. I've done some of the podcast interviews, like, in my car before or after a show. I've done some of them in like a little mini studio I have set up in the Humboldt area. So I've done them all over the place.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the cool things about this. Citizen journalists, I think we can call us.
Yeah.
People who can utilize whatever they have at their service. They don't have to have cameras and fancy equipment and all this stuff to be able to share stories about whatever it happens to be that is of their interest. We're talking with, his name is Peter Stockdale, ladies and gentlemen. He is with Audible Farm Podcast. So, how long have you been doing this?
I've only been doing it for about 6 months now. Mm-hmm. The first interview I did was with the drummer that was in my band. I mean, we grew up together, and I was always interested in music and playing music, but I was always unsure of my own level of talent, whether or not I wanted to put it out there for other people to see. You know, I played in a high school band, and then I was kind of like, well, I don't really know if I want to go down to Des Moines and play for people down there. I don't want to get judged too much or something. Not that anybody would judge me, but maybe it was a little bit of fear was what it was.
Sure.
So when I finally jumped back into it and I saw everybody out, you know, I see all these cool bands that reminded me of bands I had seen before, or they had their own new sound, and I just wanted to actually talk to these people and just figure out, like, what influenced you guys to get together to make this. And it intrigues me, and I'm glad that it intrigues others, because I've talked to young people, I've talked to older people, I've talked to people that are just starting out playing, I've talked to people that have been playing and writing their own music for 20, 30, 40 years, and those people, I mean, some of these people get paid to play music, and that's all they do. Like, that's literally the only
thing
they
have
going. Yeah, so, right. And we always talk about how, you know, that would be such a grind, but such, like, an endearing thing also at the same time.
Do what you love to do, man.
Exactly, you know. So that was pretty much what drove me to do it and why I kind of got involved in it about 6 months ago. I had sat down with my drummer, and I said, hey, let's do a little interview and talk about how you've played. And, like, he played in a band in the Des Moines area called Dark Mirror, and they were somewhat popular, so We were like, yeah, let's talk about that and how that all got started and when you joined and who else was in the band and what happened after it stopped and where you're at now. And because I'm sure there's people that, you know, miss Dark Mirror and want to know more about it. So we talked about that a little bit. And
this really gets to be a kind of a niche-y thing, doesn't it? I mean,
you would think so, yeah.
Or not.
I recently did a podcast with a comedian. His name is Chris Schlichting. He's from the Davenport area. And I went and saw him live down here in Des Moines at the Funny Bone. And I talked to him after the show. I said, hey, I'd love to sit down and do a podcast with you if you, you know, were ever close to the same area. I'll drive to meet with you and we can have a little interview. I'll buy you lunch or something. Just anything, you know. And he's like, okay, where are you from? I said, well, I'm from Humboldt. And he sends me a link to a show that he's got in Humboldt, Iowa.
Get out.
And so within 2 weeks, he was already in Humboldt and we did a podcast together. And that's me trying to branch out a little bit.
Sure, it makes sense.
Because I wanted to do musicians primarily, but I also want to do, like, artists. I want to do, I mean, even pro wrestlers, anybody that has anything that is
entertainment value, right?
Exactly. That's, yeah. Everybody's a performer in some aspect, and I just want to have somebody out here.
And that fact, Peter, will allow you to bridge just music.
Yes.
And really become a go-to place for all kinds of different entertainment venues.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cool. All right. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Peter Stockdale, and he has the Audible Farm podcast. A cool logo. We got to have the pig on it, man.
Yeah, you know, I got to give a shout out to Brent Licata for doing the logo for me. That's great
nice stuff.
Nice.
We got a headset and a pig and a guitar.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you very much. All right. We will have links to all of this up on our radio blog.